Hey everyone, how are you? This is module number 7 of the Authority Blogging Project. And today I wanted to do something totally different. There's not a Atiyah is coming in. Atiyah, how are you? You're just in time. I was just starting up, and I don't know if some other people are coming or not, but it's good to have you here. Hope you can hear me and all that. So today, as I was saying, I'm going to do something totally different than I've done before. I'm going to actually create a blog, or pretty much create most of it using the modules that we've used so far or gone through so far. And up until now, this is number 7. So we have 6 modules to use in creating our blog. So I'm going to show you how to do it, what I'm going to do. And then because this is, here comes Nadine, yay. All right. Hold on a second. Let Nadine in. Hey, Nadine, how are you? Hey. All right. I was just saying that I'm going to, yeah, y'all are muted. Good. Y'all are trained properly, I'm telling you. So I was just saying, just for the sake of knowing the people that came in a little bit later, I usually start this at 2:05, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna go on now because maybe nobody comes on, and then y'all come on. So it's funny. So anyway, what I'm gonna do is I take all the modules 1 through 6, because this is number 7, and the points that it's talking about in each one, I'm gonna go through and create a blog post on my site. So let me, I have to really quickly, I forgot to even bring up my dog on site. Let me do that. And then I can start sharing. And oops, wait, I gotta do my two-factor authentication. So hold on 1 second. And I'm actually the blog post I'm doing, I'm actually going to do this for real. So this will really be a post that I'm going to do. So I'll show you how I do all my behind the scenes, all that good stuff. So let me get to my posts. Add new. So I'm not going to do the post quite yet. I got some prep stuff to do. So going from module 1, it was all about getting started, what you need to do. And the 3 questions I asked there were, who is your audience? What did they want from you? And what is their number one problem? And what are you going to provide to them? So my tagline is, I work with purpose-driven entrepreneurs who are ready to convert marketing into money using their WOW website. Because I create websites and I do marketing. So that's what my site is going for. That's what my site is all about, is teaching purpose-driven entrepreneurs to convert marketing into money using their WOW website. So if they don't have a WOW website, I'm going to show them how to get one, how to make one, and all that goodness. All right, so I've answered those questions, and now I got to look at the keywords. So I'm going to do some screen sharing with you all. So we're going to share this one, this one, this one, this one. I might have to add another couple things in here. Carol Vita is coming. Everybody is coming in today. How awesome is that? So now let me see which one I'm going to share first. Let me know if y'all can see my Excel. It says video and blog ideas for CSS site. Can y'all see that? You can just do a reaction, thumbs up, or something.
Let
So
me see
that
it.
you see it? Okay. Awesome sauce. So my keywords. All right. So these are all my keywords that I've gotten from keysearch.co. And these are the ones that I'm gonna use on my website. Some of them, if they're yellow, I've probably already done them or used them, but there are a lot. So I got stuff for days, right? So I decided on this one, choosing a web designer, and that has, at the time I did it, a rank of 28. So we have the keyword. This is a keyword I'm going to use, choosing a web designer. I'm going to copy that. And then what is it? The category. Remember, we talked about our pillars and content. I'm going to talk about it a little bit more because it wasn't in this one, but this is the pillar, WOW website design. These are my topic clusters that I have, and then these are my keywords. So what I'm going to do is once I write the article or once I look at the keywords, I can put them where I want to under all this stuff. So now let me go to, which one is it? Let's go to key search. So hopefully y'all can see key search. Can y'all see that window? I hope. I think it was one of the ones I shared. You should be. Yes. Oh, thank you, Nadine. Thank you. Thank you. So I'm going to go into, this is my account, key search, and I'm going to go into keyword research. And I'm going to put choosing a web designer and search right there. So my goal right now is finding the keyword. I have the keyword I want to use, but I need to find some related keywords to this thing. So choosing a web designer, we can see that it's now 31, but still that's within my range because I can go up to 34. And then here, search engine keyword suggestions, when I scroll down, it tells me that I can use choosing a web designer checklist, how to choose a web developer, student web designers, best web designers, web design agency, web designing service, how might graphics impact the function. So this is telling me some other words I most likely could use or use in conjunction with finding some related stuff. So now let's go over, take the same keyword and go to content assistant. And for content assistant, I'm going to put this in and search. It's not going to tell me a whole lot because I really need to put something like here, but I'm not going to do that yet because I haven't written it. I'm just going to see if I can see some other stuff, some other related keywords. So it's analyzing the data. Let me see what it comes up. Doom, 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 doom. Oh, here it is. All right, so to win with this keyword, it says the word count for my article needs to be about 2,222 words. The recommended keywords, the total keywords I need is 77, but my must keywords, I need 44 of those, or 44 versions of this choosing a web designer along with the actual choosing a web designer. And then I need related keywords. So when I go down here, it's telling me that I need to include all these words in my blog post. Web design, website designer, web designers, digital marketing, social media tells me I need to include all that. Okay, so I know now. So usually what I'll do is I'll just go through and like copy this because I think that you can, sometimes it'll do it and sometimes it won't. Export the text or export CVS, sometimes it just won't do it. It comes out wonky. So then I just, just copy the stuff and then I put it in the file, in the Word file where I'm writing everything up. And then if I go through these other pieces, this is going to help me in creating the actual blog, choosing a web designer checklist, student web designers for hire. Probably wouldn't put that in there, but I could put something like, should you use a student web designer or something and talk about it. So this is going to help me. The other thing I want to do is I want to go on Google itself and see what comes up when I put this keyword in. So right now, when I hit choosing a web designer, you don't want to look at any of these that say sponsored. And I just converted my Google. It now has this little like chat thing. The generative AI is experimental, blah, 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 where to look up stuff in, which is really cool. I just did it early today, so I have not used it yet. Well, I used it for a presentation that I'm going to do tomorrow, and I found some good stuff. It was really, really good. But anyway, excuse me. Anyway, don't look at the sponsor stuff. Those people are all paying. We want to get to, this is important. People also ask, how do you choose? Hire a good web designer? How much should I pay? So these things right here, maybe some what is it? The subhead. Sorry, can't think. Some subheads that can go in my article because I'm talking about choosing a web designer. So this is what Google says people are also asking these questions. How do you choose a good web designer? How much should I pay? How do I find one? Those are good things. And you can even open it up and see where it takes you. And you can go down some other lanes. So then we get to the part where it doesn't say sponsored anywhere. And these are our organic results from choosing a web designer. And what I could do, I'm not going to do it right now, but I will do it later because it'll take me so long if I do this. Because when I do research, sometimes it's probably about maybe 2 hours is what I set aside for research and getting all my stuff together. So this is going to be a kind of condensed version. So it says how to choose a web designer, 17 tips, how to choose a website designer, step-by-step guide, how to choose the right web design agency. So what I would do is basically look at all these articles. But I didn't really have to do that because when I go back to KeySearch here, all those articles are mainly already here. Not all of them, but some of them. This is their DA rankings here. And I did find 23. This is a DA of 23. This is a DA of 15. So it's got two DA domain authority rankings of under 30. So it shows that I can have a good chance of ranking with this article. So 5design.co. I'm going to go back here and see if that came up. I think I saw it, but I'm not sure. Let me see. Solve, thrive. There it is, 5design. So this says that this on the first page, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like it's number 6. Let me see if that's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So basically, all 10 of the sites or the blogs that appear in this ranking for this keyword are listed right here. But you can also use the keyword itself, see what else is coming up. You can go down, see the questions. Most of these questions are going to be in KeySearch too, but I just like to look at it sometime for myself to see what's there. These are sponsored things, as I said, and this is some more organic stuff. As long as you don't see that sponsored right there, that means this is an organic search. But the thing is that this is all page one from related searches right here all the way up to the top. This is page one. So if you keep scrolling down, it'll go further, but we don't want to scroll down. We want to end up right here. So I've looked at Google and I've looked at KeySearch. I got my rank. And now let's look at modifiers. Remember we talked about modifiers in this is also in two, session two, module two. I'll make sure I'm staying online. So let me see if I got my modifiers. All right, so now y'all should be able to see, hopefully, you can see where it says it says keyword research, use keyword modifiers. I hope y'all can see that. Somebody let me know. It should be showing up because I selected it, but you never know about these things sometimes. So anyway, yes, thank you. Thank y'all. Y'all are so awesome. This helps so much. All right, so remember we were talking about the modifiers that you can add to your keyword before or after your keyword to help it with the rankings. So if I'm saying that my keyword is choosing a web designer, best may not fit in there. I could do something about, website design reviews or something, but no, that's not my keyword. So I'm not changing my keyword. Maybe I do WordPress web designers versus Squarespace web designers. That's not the post that I'm doing now, but it could be later. So I don't have anything to compare it with. Best website designer brands, nah. Where to buy under a certain amount of the alternative web designer alternatives. So as you can see right there, it's not giving me a lot of, I don't really need to use these modifiers. There are other modifiers that you can use, but these kind of are the main ones. So I don't really need to use that. So we are moving forward ahead with our choosing a web designer keyword. And this was in number two. We found related keywords. We did our Google search. We did our key search, all that. Now we're going into module three. And module three is all about creating engaging content. And for that, I am going to be using ChatGPT. Y'all should be able to see that as well. I see the little green up around it, so we should be okay. So I'm going to put my, there we go. Okay, so I'm going to ask ChatGPT, create an outline for an article using this keyword. Create a blog. A blog article is what I'm saying. Create an outline for a blog article using this keyword. And I don't know if this helps or not. I always like to put it in quotes what I'm trying to tell it to do. So then I hit boom. And now it is writing this whole thing. And since I'm actually going to use this, I'm going to keep it in here. Awesome. This is amazing. Okay, so now this has written, not only written the article, but it's given me, what is this? Uh-oh, something's cut. Admit who? Admit Carol Vita. Okay,
yeah, this is,
there we go. All right, this is not only given me the blog article using this keyword, but it has given me this time, navigating the decision, a guide to choosing a web designer. I don't know if that's quite what I like or what I want, but I like the rest of the stuff. Let me look at the introduction. The significance, the impact of a well designer, that sounds good. Defining the goals, yes. Searching for local designers, that's good. That goes along with that other related keyword that said something about hiring new designers or something. Checking client testimonials and reviews. All this is good stuff, right? And this is a lot. It's going to be a big article. I want it to be a big article. So I'm going to take this title right here, and I'm going to go back over here to this blog title generator. Now, I'm going to go, I think I'm going to go to the cold schedule, and I'm going to analyze it. Oh, it only gave me a 58 on that one. Navigating the decision, a guide to choosing. 58 is not good. We need like 68 or something. My whole thing with this navigating the decision, we don't need that. So why don't we say, since it is an ultimate guide to choosing maybe the right website. I don't know. We're gonna see what it thinks. 65, look at that. That's just my innate ability, y'all. So I like this, the ultimate guide to choosing the right web design. I mean, I could play around with it a little bit, but basically I like that. So let me go to, I'm just putting this in my Microsoft Word document that I'll share in a little bit. The ultimate guide, done it. So hold on 1 second, let me get this. I'm not doing anything special, so y'all are not missing out on anything. All right. So what I also wanted to do was, remember I told y'all about the blog about how to use this to create like some blog titles. I want to see what it says. So my whole thing was choosing a web designer. Let's just see what this sucker says. Your keyword type. Let's say product or service. Let's do generate some titles. Now, I could have done this first, but I didn't. So this one says something, factors that affect the cost of choosing a web designer. Like that one's pretty good. The X number of problems with choosing a web designer versus a competitor. Oh, I like these. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to copy them because I may end up with something else. I may not even use that title. So I'm going to post that. Ugh. Turned out looking crazy. Hold on a second, I'm posting it in my There we go. There we go. Save. Oh, I don't want to save. It's asking me save. Save what? All right, I'm fixing these headlines and I will go back and look at the headlines and see which one I want. So that came up with some good stuff and that was easy. It's free. You can redo it. So I don't think it has any numbers on it, refresh titles and all that. So we really don't have to use that anymore. I could put it in here into my headline studio and just play with it a little bit to get that score up to 68 to 70, but I don't want to do that now. That's going to take a little bit more time. I don't want to do that. So now let's see what else I got to do. All right, did the headline analyze, we did blog about, and we did chat GPT. So I wanted to go here. And remember, I told you about my content pillars. So my first pillar is wow website design. And this is how I have all this stuff mapped out. My second one is wow website optimization, wow website content strategy. Get the gist, wow website. Wow, website engagement and conversion. So I went through and I did all these. And then I have my clusters, my topic clusters here. So like I said, once I get this, I could take this, choosing a web designer. I'm going to put it under one of these topic clusters, but I just haven't done it yet. So I'm going through, this is in session number three. So the content pillar, my content pillar is wow website design. And my topic cluster is, sorry, my keyword is choosing a web designer. And my topic cluster, I'm thinking, is going to be, it could either be mobile friendly websites or organizing, or one of these. Probably the importance of a well-designed website. I'm pretty sure that's where I'm going to put it. So let me just copy it. And then I'm going to put it in my my document, my Word document. Okay, so we're still on three. Now I want to see what, you know, what, how this article is going to work out, what is going to be about. ChatGPT already told me some things, and I think that, let me see. It's not that one. Where's the other one? All right, so here's module three in the content ideas. And this is going to be a useful post. I'm deciding because these are all content, useful, generous, entertaining, timely. It's going to be useful because people are going to need it. And it's going to be a how-to. So I just listed out these things under useful. You could do a how-to, you could do a list post, you could talk about books. You know, you could do be generous and stuff, but it's going to be a how to look for, how to choose the right web designer. That's basically my thing. And let me check my notes. And there was something else in there. Then it was content upgrade. So all of your blogs need to have a CTA, a call to action. You're telling people to do something, and then a content upgrade can follow it. And remember, I told you about Go Viral powered by Growth Tools. And this is where you can use this free Go Viral. I think it's growthtools.com. You can use this free site to figure out if you don't have anything you've already created as a content upgrade. You can use this. Share a link or post on LinkedIn, share a link on Facebook. Follow you on Instagram, you can get people to do this. But my content upgrade is going to be my wow website planner. I know last week, Nadine said she was not interested in doing any other affiliate programs but hers and our people she found, you know, like she had stuff in common with, but she's not going out and searching for affiliates like we were talking about last week. So I'm kind of not doing that. I mean, I have my own affiliate army. I have people like Nadine, who is an affiliate of mine. I have other people who are affiliates of some of my stuff, but my content upgrade is something that I'm doing. It's my wow website planner, and it's going to tell people how to actually create your own wow website. So I'm telling them how to find a designer in this article that I'm doing. And I'm also telling them, hey, if you don't want to, these are things you need to look for, but if you don't want to do it yourself, you can get me to do it or you can hire somebody else. Because most people start out hiring a designer to do their website because that's not their lane. They don't be messing with it. They don't understand it. And I am fine with that. I am so happy with that. I'm like, please, yes, come to me. I'll do your site. But other people want to go the long way, start out themselves, see what they can do, figure out they can't do about themselves. Then they come to me. So I thought I might as well tell them this is how you hire someone if you're looking for someone and someone like me. Of course, I'm going to promote my own stuff. So that's the gist of this article. So y'all know about it. So let's go back to ChatGPT, because they have ChatGPT, they, it, whatever you call it, has already started this. So I'm going to say, so they gave me my outline. I really like it. And what I'm actually going to do is copy this outline and the title, and I'm going to put it in my Word document because I have a lot of stuff that's in my Word document, excuse me, at the very top of it in the beginning, so I can look at what's going on. So now I'm going to go down here, and I'm like, great. And I always do that, great or awesome. Now write the introduction. Because it's supposed to go on like it's having a conversation with you. You're having a conversation with it. So let's see what it does. So I hit. There we go. All right, cool. So in today's digital age, a business. Oh, I'm just going to read it real quick. It's often first point of contact. This comprehensive guide. Yes. We develop, delve. All right, cool. That's a good introduction. For me, I would probably take this and rewrite it, but I'm gonna have it do the whole thing before I go back. All right, so now, awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Now, right, part one, I think. Yeah. Now, right. I'm just gonna do this. Now, right, the section. For understanding your needs. And I'm just going to put that in quotation marks and hit enter. No, there we go. Sorry, I didn't go down far enough. And look what it did now. So now it's writing the section for understanding your needs. And then it goes into before embarking on this journey, blah, blah, blah. Define your goals and objectives. Sound like some good stuff, some good points. So then I would just keep it and say, I always like to put the section because when I'm copying and pasting, I want to make sure I'm putting the stuff in the right place. So researching potential was two. And then I got to go down here. And awesome. And I'm just copying that. So that I can write it here. Awesome. Now write the section for researching. Da, 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 da. All right, here we go. All right, let's see what we got. It's ChatGPT, Carol Vita. See in the top right there, chat.openai.com. That was one of the links I first gave you guys. So if you go to ChatGPT, it's going to send you to chat.openai.com. You're quite welcome. All right, so now I've gotten it to write the introduction. Looks pretty good. This is section one. This is section two, research and potential. Oh, this is amazing, right? So then what I would do is each section, I would copy it and paste it into my Word document so I can keep track of what it's talking about and all of that. So this stuff is all in three, engaging content. And I actually have some examples about using ChatGPT to write the thing. So now we're going to move on to module number four, which is using Elementor and WordPress. All right. This is so awesome. I love this part. Let me see if I can get back to here. Yes. So now where is my website? All right, here is my website behind the scenes of CSI Corporation, and I need to add my title. So now I'm going to go back to my Word document where I had the title and the ultimate guide to choosing importance of a well-designed. And I'm just going to put anything in here right now. I don't even know what was that first one? Oh, navigating the decision. I'm going to use that old one. And I'm going to put the title here. right? And then I'm going to save draft because then it shows you the permalink and what the permalink is going to be. There we go. So all this right here, CSICorporation.com, navigating, it just says the same thing. Da, da, da. We don't need all that. What do we need instead? We need our keyword. And our keyword, I believe, is choosing a web designer. So now let me go back. Choosing a web designer. So I'm taking all this extra stuff out. Choosing a web designer. Okay. Cool. So it doesn't matter really what this thing said. We want to use our keyword here. And if you can get your keyword into your headline, kudos to you, because that is one of the 9 points that I was talking about. And are we doing this one? No, that is number 5. So now I save the draft. I'll make sure I save that draft. So now I'm going to talk about using Elementor and WordPress. Now, most of you, I think some of you, I can't remember exactly. Some of you have the free Elementor. Elementor is free. You get to do a lot with it, but the upgraded Elementor gets you to do even more. So if I go over here on my WordPress column in my dashboard, then I want to make sure that I am using Elementor to its fullest. And then when I go to templates, theme builder, this is only in the pro version, theme builder, it lets you create everything that your quote unquote theme has. So you can create a footer, you can create your own header, you can create the main blog page, you can create the single blog post, like when people pull up on your blog and they click it and they go to see what the actual blog post is, you can create that page. You can create a product. All these things are pages that I use on my site. So let's go into the single blog page template. So I have two of them. I think I can get rid of this one. I don't think I'm using it. But let's go into edit. Now I'm not going to save anything, but I'm going to go into edit because it took me a long time to create this doggone thing. All right. So this is the actual template for Elementor Pro. And it has, let me see if I can, wait, hold up a second. Oh, yeah. So this is how you find the templates. The plus sign will give you a choice of a section, adding sections. I don't need that. But then this one is the templates, right? And then when you're trying to figure out what you want your blog post to look like, these are examples that Elementor has. And I don't think you can access any of these on the free one. You do have to have the paid one. So you just pick one that you like and that you want to, want all your blogs to look like. Like this one, for instance, has the big hero picture. Ooh, sorry. Wait a minute. I'm trying to, uh-oh. Oh, come on. Thank you. It's supposed to go back down. Dang it. Wait. It does this to me sometimes and it pisses me off. It might come back. It's supposed to go back down. Well, you know. Here we go. It's something with the Mac. I'm still learning my Mac stuff, so it's ticking me off about right now. But hopefully I don't. And my hand, the mouse is so sensitive. I hit it twice and that sucker just blows up in my face. So anyway, we were talking about, let me go back down here. We're talking about the themes. So I'm going here, keep my fingers away. You can choose any of these. And if you want to use it, you just hover over it and choose insert. And then you can look at the different pieces of the blog. I mean, I spent a long time looking at my template, what I wanted to use. Like for instance, this one, the blog would be too skinny. I didn't like that. This had too much going on. I don't remember exactly the one that I chose, but you can see all these different ones here. So anyway, this is what the blog theme looks like. And you can change any of these things, add stuff like I added this sidebar here. And what else? So right here, when you look in Elementor and you click something, it opens up on the left-hand side. So this was my title. And this is a template so that anytime that you create a post is going to look basically like this. Like you're going to have your featured image up here. You'll have your title right here. And then this is the excerpt that's in the post piece that I created. And then I wanted a table of contents, so I set this up. So even before I start writing it, it's kind of filled out, but once I fill it in with the H2s and the H3s, then it does this whole thing. So then the only drawback to creating your website, your blog post in Elementor is that even when you're in that post page and you're finished writing the post, it's going to turn out looking like this, you know, without the pictures and stuff in it. But then you have to go in and like break it up because it's just too much. Right. You can't add any of this. Like this is a click to tweet, which I think he's still calling it tweet, click to tweet or whatever. And you can't add in these pictures and stuff like that. So these are all like separate pieces here. Like this is a separate picture. Yeah, this is separate. So anyway, you'd have to, it's kind of like a drag and drop. It takes a little bit more time, but it is totally awesome. I love it. And then you get blogs like this. You know, you do different things with them like this. This right here is inside of the actual blog, so I can't mess with it here on the template itself. But any of these other things that show up with the little pencil, you can change them. You can do stuff. All right, so let's get out of here. Header, footer, content, extras. So that is what my template looks like. So right now, yes, we're gonna leave, and I don't want to do anything. Excuse me. All right, so you can do so many other things. You can look at the side here, single post, single page, archives. You know, that's your blog archives. Elementor even has this thing called a loop item where you can make it just scroll and you're showing all your blog posts in a like blog post number one, number two, number three, and then it could scroll all the way. You want to have 10 of them. It can do so many different things. Let's see if I need to show you anything else, because that was what we were talking about in module number four, using Elementor and WordPress together. So I showed you the template, and then I would like to show you. So, all right. So I have this right here, navigating. I did this. And what I want to do right now is just put some dummy text in there. So I'm going to do this right here. I'm just going to put the examples in there so you can see it. All righty. So just pretend like I just wrote this whole long blog post. It's totally awesome. Blah, 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 blah. This is your excerpt, and your excerpt is where you talk about the post. This is the excerpt about what you'll learn today. Lean. What you'll lean today is, all right, optimizing now points of yes. All right, I'm gonna show you. Now we're coming out of module number four and we're going into module number five. And let's see, I think I had something special on five. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. All right, so module number five, I was telling you about optimizing for search and purchase, how you optimize your blog posts. And these are the nine things that I do. So number one is have plenty of H2s. H2 is a type of header. So if I go here and I highlight this and I hit H2, now that is an H2. And then I can make this one, if I want, an H3. This is most, and see how this is bigger than that. So you could keep going to H4, 5, and 6. Nobody really uses them, but H2, all of your subheaders need to be H2. And then it comes up there to tell you. And anything that's below that should be H3. All right, then you have your excerpt. Your excerpt is what's going to tell people. This is what shows up in Google, mainly. This is what shows up in Google. So then if you come down to, I talked about using Yoast, but let me stay on these 9 points before I forget it. All right, so we got our keyword in H2. All right, we're pretend. Yes, it is. It is in there. Choosing a web designer. Yes, we can pretend like that's a subtitle. That is H2. Good. There's a keyword in there, and then we want to have it in our title. Yes, we do have it in our title. Then we want to have it within the first 100 words. Well, because I just posted this, I just pasted this in there. Of course, my keyword is within the first 100 words of this thing. So you want to make sure if you have a, let me see. Let me go back to ChatGPT and see if it's there. I don't know if it did it or not. I'm going to look in the intro. Oops. So, countless. I'm just looking. Here's to choose a web designer. So I'm pretty sure that that is within the first 100 words. I'm going to put it into my document here and just see if it is. Is that 100 words? Yeah, well, it actually says when I put it into Microsoft Word and I did a word count, it said that it these two right here are 122 words. So if I count back 22 words from the end, then yes, that shows up right at 100 words or within that 100 words. All right, so now it says you should have, now the 9 points says that I need to have my keyword in my permalink. Oops. All right. Remember, this is the permalink. And what did I say? Put that choosing a web designer. Boom. It's in there. Okay. Let's see what else I got to do. Keywords, similar related keywords, synonyms. Just what that means is you're talking about choosing a web designer and you're using other words that are like that so that people understand it. Because if, for instance, if you're talking about fruit and you talk about apples and oranges, people know that that is, those things are fruits, right? So that's basically what you're doing here. And if I go back to, ChatGPT, let's see what it said. Keywords, similar words, related words. If I go back to ChatGPT and kind of look through what it says, defining the goals and objectives of your website. That sounds pretty good when you're trying to choose a web designer, researching potential web designers, and you're reading this paragraph. Is that good? Yes. You know, you're checking everything and you're trying to make sure that number one, this content sounds like you. It doesn't sound like you got it from a robot. And you can, you know, sort out some like stupidy things that it says sometimes, be like, that doesn't even sound like me. Because a lot of times in this, it will say, it's like jumping over the fence with a cow on the other side or something stupid like that. Sometimes it will do that. So you have to kind of look at it and put your own, put yourself in there. All right. So let me see. Where is my keywords? Meta description. And the meta description is what I was telling you about, the excerpt, your keywords and your tags. So if you'll come down here, these are your tags. And the tags, I used to put like 100 tags, no less, in each thing, but I don't do that anymore because it wasn't helping anything. So I'm going to put my keyword in there, choosing a web designer. And I'm going to add it. And that's usually all the tags that I put. I might put in website design or something, but basically that's it. And then here's where I set my future image, featured image. Remember I said the featured image shows up on top. If I don't put that image in there, it's not going to show up on top. All right, let's see what else we got to do for optimizing. Alt text for the images. This is so important. So let's say that, let's just look at a featured image. I'm just going to put one in there. So let's pretend like I uploaded a featured image. I think this one's good. All right. So I'm going to upload that one as a featured image. I'm not really. But right here, this is the alt text stuff, right? So you need to put a description of whatever that thing is or whatever you, usually I put the title of my blog post in there. So if someone's using a screen reader, they can see that that picture has something to do with choosing a web designer. Now, if I put a bunch of pictures in there, of course, I'm going to come, let me see, like something like this. All right, like this picture was for another article and where it appeared was the psychology behind color choices. So if someone, like I said, is using a screen reader or Google itself with its bots that they send out, they can't read the picture, but they can read that alt text. You don't have to include the caption or the description or none of that stuff, but really the alt text is very important. So remember, you need to do that. See what else we got. All right, then the next thing is I need to do 2 to 3 links to internal content, and my internal content are pieces of my my pillar content, my content clusters, all of that. Nadine, you want to ask a question now? No, you said you
no, it's okay. I'll email it to you. You can go ahead and finish this section. I'll just, because it was something in one of the sections that I was stuck on. So I'll just email that part to you.
Well, you can ask. That's what is. This is for questions. Go ahead.
It was about, oh, and I closed out the screen. It was a website that you referred us to. Site something. And I wanted you to walk, you kind of walked Julie through it. So I was going to ask you if you can walk me through it. So I think I'll just have to reach out to you separately for that. Remember the session where you walked Julie through it and you told her click this, click this, click that?
Oh. I know what you're talking about. The site builder. Yes.
Part. Okay. I got stuck on doing that for my website. So that's what I had a question about.
Oh, okay. You got stuck in one of the screens.
Yeah, I got stuck doing it, period.
I got you. Yeah, I can do it. I can do it on your site. If you want me to, no, I don't want to bring it up now, but, you know, it may kind of trip you up a little bit when you're doing the Google site thing. And I don't have a new site that I can show you because I have it already installed. I don't want to take it down.
Yeah.
But basically you're just going to hit enter. I mean, just don't stop. Just do enter. And I have another site that I'm going to put that on. I may just do a video.
Yeah, if you could do that, that would be awesome.
Let me write this down. Do a video for SiteKit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I went on it, but then I ended up leaving. I'll say, oh, I'll just ask in class.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I'll do that. Okay, thanks, Nadine. So you want to include 2 to 3 links to internal content, and your internal content is what I was showing you about your pillars and your content clusters and all of that. And then you want to include 2 to 3 links to outside authoritative content. And you may say, Carol, how do I find outside authoritative content? Well, let's go back to Key Search, right? We could go to Key Search and you could look at all those, remember those pages that were also ranking? If you wanted to, you could click on each one of them and see what they're talking about and see if they are worthy of a click through. So I'm just going to choose this one, thrive.design, and just see what it says. I don't even know where it ranks or anything. How to choose the right website designer. So do your homework, look for a company that wants to have a conversation. They offer, if you find something that really stands out and like, oh, this is a great site. I think I want to, they are technologically savvy. Oh, that's cool. You might want to include some of that content in your actual website, your actual blog post. I mean, you could always, if you say, oh, this is great, I want to use this. So I'm going to tell you, don't tell anybody I told you to do this, but you could copy it and you could put it into ChatGPT and say, rewrite this, and it would rewrite it. I wouldn't use that much from something. Maybe I just want to, usually I might use like maybe 2 paragraphs or something like that. I would not want to, because think about it. You wouldn't want somebody to take your whole article, put it in ChatGPT, and then put it, okay, it's me. But I might use this to kind of refer to them or see what they're talking about. You can just go through it and see if you like anything. Other than that, you want to look through, when we were talking about ChatGPT, is you want to look through and see what other sites I can include to help people understand what I'm trying to tell them. So for instance, if I'm looking at seeking referrals from colleagues, friends, and business networks, maybe I want to include a couple of business networks that my people might be a member of and show them, okay, you need to ask these people about this network or whatever. Your time to access the credibility, blah, blah, blah. So you just read through stuff and say, what would help someone understand this a little bit better? Do I need to seek out somebody who could do a quote? And you don't have to actually talk to them. You could have the quote and have that they said the quote, and you don't really need anything unless they're doing a whole speech and you're putting the whole speech in your post. You don't need to ask them anything. This is a quote from so-and-so. They said this about web design. not unlike the stuff that I have included in the Authority Blogging Project and that beginning quote that we start out with. I get that from all over the web when I see something. And more or less, I use that more in some closed thing, like a class that I'm doing or a section that I'm doing. I wouldn't necessarily put some of those quotes I just took down off the internet onto my blog post, unless it's something like free quotes or quotes for everybody, because you got to attribute it to something, right? And we don't want to be stealing people's stuff. So then in your blog post, you would include, like I said, two links to more content, at least two links to content inside other blog posts, and that's all it is. And you would include two outside. Now, because people always have some type. So let's say I want to make this, I'm just going to make this a link that's going somewhere to another site. So all I would have to do is highlight it. And then I'm going to go right here to this insert link thing and click this link options. And then here I can put the link.com, whatever the link is, it doesn't matter what it is. And then this little thing, if you click this, it opens it in a new tab. And I would do that for outside external links. Make sure you click this thing that says open in a new tab, because you don't want to, you're thinking that your people are on your website and you don't want them to leave your website for any reason. Because sometimes when people click those links and it appears in the same window, they'll never go back to your site. So make it open a different window. And they're like, how do I get all these tabs opened up? So now to add the link, that's all you do. And look at that. The link is added. This is the link. It's not really going to work. And then also what I like to do with links is I like to make them bold. So I can do Control B or I can just click that B. And that makes them stand out. And I think, I think that's it. The other thing about linking to outside content, you want to make sure that whatever domain you're linking to, it's a higher domain authority than yours, which brings me to something I got to show y'all too. All right. So that was all of 1 through 5. And then 6 last week was just about putting Printful on your site. So what I want to do is go to Printful. Am I logged in? I don't know if I'm wrong. Gonna sign in. All right, here we go. So I've already signed into Printful. I'm getting ready to set up something I want to sell. So basically, you would look through the product catalog to see what they have. And let's say I want to look at women's clothing and I want to look at t-shirts. And I like this t-shirt, so I'm going to click on it. And then you would click the create product template, because this right here shows you all the things that can be done. This shows you how the t-shirt looks. And these pictures, they'll even let you use it on your website. All right, so I would just hit create product template. And when you create the product, I'm not going to do it because I have it under something else. And when you create product template, let me see. Let's see if it's going to show me here we go. So now I have, this is a product template that I created. This is a t-shirt that I designed. And breaking generational curses by being an awesome dad. So this, got it. Okay. So this is what shows up when you do the product template. And it's saying my design is good because it's 300 DPI. And then you just go through if you want to put something on the back, the outside, you know, all this stuff that you add, though, increases the price of the shirt. It's a shirt or product or whatever it is. It increases it. So then you would just hit save product template. You have to go through like selecting the model, what colors you want, all of that. And that's pretty self-explanatory. So I don't really need to go through that. But what I did want to do was, we're almost done. I wanted to show you about Yoast. Okay, so here's the Yoast SEO plugin that we talked about in module number 5. And your focus keyword is actually your keyword, choosing a web designer. So that's what you're going to put there in the focus keyword. And I only want you to do these parts of Yoast that I tell you about, okay? You don't need to worry about this other stuff. And then also in the slug, you want choosing a web designer. The meta description is the same thing that you put in the excerpt. So I'm going to do this. Then you want to put your title. And really, you just, I didn't really even like this title, but we're going to do it so I can show you how to navigate the decision, blah, blah, blah. I don't like that title, but right now it's the only thing I got. So I'm going to delete, oops, delete this and then put in my title that I want. And the only other thing that you need is to click social. And social, when you click the Facebook image, is the featured image. So you're going to click the Facebook image and you're going to select the exact same image that you selected before for the featured image. And then you're going to say select and it'll put the image here. The Facebook title is going to be, excuse me, your title here. Go ahead and do it while I'm doing this. And then, of course, your description is going to be what? The excerpt. Three. All right, now we're just going to stay on a little bit more if y'all can hang with me. If not, that's okay. So, what this does, and it has one for Twitter, I guess it's still the same, one for Twitter, one for Facebook. That means that if someone comes to your site and they want to share that article on Facebook or Twitter, you have already set the image that's going to come up. You've already set the title. You've already set the description. So that's exactly what they're going to see on Facebook or Twitter when they go to. All right. So I basically, I want to save this draft because I did do some good stuff on here. And now I want to, Julie, this is especially for Julie, but you guys need to listen, everybody here. Because Julie was asking me about getting Moz set up on her site. And Moz is so stupidy sometimes, let me just tell you. So basically, this is where your extensions live up here. So I've got Moz there. I want it to show up. And the reason that I have, let me see. No, I want to go back and show you how it works. So let's look at choosing a web designer. All right, so you're going to go to Google, put that in, choosing a web designer. Now it's doing this little AI thing right here. But this is what comes up. Remember how this all this stuff came up? Okay, so when you set Moz to come on, manage extensions, and then I'm going to search for Moz, M-O-Z, Moz. See, I have it off. Now I'm turning it on. And now let's see if it's going to work. And then you. It's still not working, right? That means that I have not signed into it. So let me see. I think I gotta go to moz.com and sign in. Log in. All right, so now I'm logged in. Hopefully it'll work. Because I think this is the issue Julie was having. So why is it not working? It didn't even come up. Oh, there it is. All right. So I did three things. I clicked it on. I went to the site and I logged in. And I knew I was logged in because this stuff right here appears. And then I refreshed it. And then I went back and I clicked it on again, I think, or I clicked on the little thing. Let me see if it's showing up. Yeah, it's blue. So this is off. All right, so now I'm turning it on. Hopefully it'll come back on. There we go. And this is what you're supposed to see when you have your Moz plugin or Chrome extension is what it is. When you have it turned on, you should see this, right? This stuff. This is telling you what the domain authority of the site, this is what you're looking for. DA43, DA43, DA30, DA32, DA84, DA23, 5design, how to choose a web DA23. Let's see. It should be here, 5design right here, DA23. So basically, what you see here using Moz, you actually see here in key search under the URL. So I'm going to make that distinction. So I don't need this right. I'm going to leave this because I'm going to log out. So then basically, it shows you everything you need to know. And you're looking for websites that are 30 or under, right? 30 or under. This one's how to choose the right web. That's a DA of 30. That's good. And remember when we were in key search, we saw two that were under 30, 23 and 15. So when you're looking up a keyword in key search, there's another one that kind of does this, but we're talking about key search. And then you see it bring up all the first page rankings, excuse me, on Google. Go to the domain authority. And if you can find two websites that are under 30, this one, which is that five design thing we saw, and this one. And you may say, why does that matter? That means that if their domain authority is so low, because you know, under 30 is low, their domain authority is low, yet they're on the first page of Google for this keyword. That means traffic, that means people are going to see you, and that hopefully means that you're going to get paid. So basically, it's saying that 50 people a month are tuning in to that or looking for that keyword, something to do with that keyword. So that means you're on a good roll. And then what you want to do is get more, go through this whole process. That's the whole process for one blog. And we have gone about an hour or so, but I didn't do the whole article. I did most of the article. I just got to go back and go through and say, now write this part, now write that part. Now you can get ChatGPT to actually write. I'm going to stop this share. So come on. You can get ChatGPT to actually write your blog post at once, but it's not going to write the whole thing, or it's not going to write it that well all at once. Writing it in sections is the best way to go. And that is it. That is the whole thing. Now, what we're doing moving forward, we're not talking so much about in the Authority Blogging Project. We're not talking so much about how to create a blog and all that. We're talking about how to market your blog. So we're going to be talking about using YouTube, using your podcast, using Alexa. So 8, 9, 10, 11. There's one more thing. I can't think what it was, but there's one more. And then we got the very last one, which is our celebration that shows, hey, you got to this point. So do y'all have any questions right now for me, for the blog, something you don't understand? Because that's really it for today. I mean, that's a lot for your little brains, for all our little brains, for my little brain to tell you. That is it. So, yes, we recorded everything, and I understand y'all might be doing some other stuff. So, if you don't have any other questions, I'm going to let you go because it is 3 o'clock. How about that? So,
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm. You know what? Moz. Now I signed up and everything. I don't know what I did. But I wound up doing a subscription for like $199. I was like, no, that's not what I want. So I put it on. Like I put it on hold. All right. Then I said, and I went in, and it had all the different types of subscriptions, and then I saw the lease one. But I is it a is it an actual free site?
Yeah, it's free. What did you
Yeah,
sign up for? What did you sign up for? You sure you went to Moz.com?
yeah. Remember the last time we were on? I had went on afterwards, and I did do it. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I could share my screen.
Yeah, share your screen because it's free. Yeah, I mean, whatever subscription, can you get out of this subscription that they signed you up for?
I did put a hold on it and stopped it because I was like, no, because I did everything. It asked me for my I don't know if I can get, let me see. But yeah, Moz was the, now how do you show me again how to go on it to get it for my extension?
Are you gonna, did you put this extension on your site?
Yes. No, not on the site, but I had saved it. Remember how you showed us how to do the extension and save, and then you can go in there and use it when you want to, which you just, well, actually what you just did.
Oh, okay. That is, Can you share your screen or no? Yeah. If you share it, that'll be much easier. Let me see.
How do I X this out? I don't want to leave. Okay, here we go. You see it?
No, I see the zoom. Click on the zoom in the bottom. Or wait a minute, wait a minute. You're trying to get the thing to show up?
Yeah.
Okay, that little thing that looks like a puzzle piece, click on it. Right, there we go.
Here, see right here?
Yeah.
My bar.
Did you click on it?
Yeah, I did. I'm almost taking kind of slow.
So go to Google.
Go to Google.
Yeah, because it's not on. It's not go to another site. Go to another site.
Here. Google.
Yeah, no, not there. Up in the top. I mean, go to that one, the one at the top says new tab. You click on that. There you go. There you go. You good. You good. All
Now.
right. Right. Okay, now it's on. Hold up a second.
Long.
Yeah, see it's blue.
Oh, right here, right there. Okay.
Yeah, that's
Right
blue. That's
here.
yeah, that means it's on. So search for something in Google.
Okay.
Anything, it don't matter. It don't matter.
Okay. I must be hungry. Okay.
There you go. Yeah, it don't matter.
Okay.
All right, but see, okay. Improve. You must not be signed into Moz because when you see Moz and you see the cookies and stuff, you aren't signed in.
Okay. Maybe I think I
No,
don't.
don't. No, none of that. Let's see. Go to the little gear thing where it says improve your Moz experience, blah, 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 blah. And then it has a gear. Click on the gear. Not up there, come down. On that
Yeah.
same line where that text is that says cookie settings, learn more. On that same line, but it's over on, it's
Oh,
past the
here.
question mark. Up, 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 right there. Right, right, right. Right, right, right. Go to
Oh,
the right.
right. It's
Yes,
here.
there you
Okay.
go. Click on
Bear with
right.
us. Bear with us.
Yeah, that's how I get you. That's how I get you. Okay. So it says you're logged in, but let's go to in another tab, go to my. Oh, wait. It came up. It came up, I think. Click anywhere in the screen. It looks like something's coming up. All right. So scroll down a little bit.
Oh, right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scroll down. No, it's not really though.
I think
Refresh.
I might be have signed in, and they probably.
Well, just hit refresh for a second and let's see if it comes up. No, refresh that tab. The bread
Okay.
one where
Yeah.
it has
Okay.
the little go up and to the left. Nope. Go up and to the left. Up, left. Left, come down. Don't go in that tab. See where it has that little squiggly thing? Click that. Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. All right. It is not on. It's on one of them,
Because
but
they're
it's not.
asking me for some money. That's what I was saying. I did something. I don't know.
Oh. So yeah, what you need to do is you need to go in and cancel that thing. So did you pay them?
No.
Okay.
I didn't pay them because I stopped the subscription.
Okay, so you're
That
gonna have to
100 and
go. I would go to them, log in. You don't have to do it right now, but log in to Moz itself and go to their stop subscription or something. You don't have to do it right now, but stop subscription or something because you're not gonna be able to see any of the information that you need to see until you figure out what the heck is going on with that subscription. If you didn't pay
Yeah.
them, they may be holding it till you come back. So just make sure you go tell them what was up.
Okay, because it's a free site unless you want to do a up if you want to upgrade your subscription, correct?
Right. The only thing, listen, everyone, the only thing I want you to do is go to moz.com, sign in. Don't pay nothing. Don't ask to pay nothing. Don't look like you're gonna pay nothing. Just sign in. And then you're gonna in that, I can't remember if it was one or two, you get the Chrome extension, click on it, make sure it's installed, And then when you go to use it, make sure it's on. And it's on when it turns blue. It's off when it turns gray. And you might have to do it a couple times, like sign into Moz, turn this subscription on, and then refresh. Because you saw when I did it in the recording just now, that that's how it got to work. And it's always been kind of difficult, but it's really kind of cool. But I'm also telling you that you may not need to do that if you get something like Key Search, because they're showing you the exact same thing inside of Key Search. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Okay. Yes. And Key Search is, I'm not saying that Moz is not good and stuff, but I don't pay for them. They ain't got nothing I want to pay for, so I had to leave them alone.
right. Because that's what I was like, I don't. And then when I did get it, they, of course, they showed me all this stuff. It was exciting. I was like, oh my goodness, look at these graphs. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's how they get you. That's how they get
you. Yeah, but then I said 100 and no, I'm not even there yet. No.
Right. Yeah, that's how they get you. And then one day you may even look at it and say, oh, I need Moz or something. But there's so many of those things like Moz that do the exact same thing. Alexa. See, I can't even say her name. She's coming out the woodworks. But there's another one that sounds like that, that looks like that, but it gives you the ranks of the website. And they have a whole, all these things have this whole subscription thing that costs you plenty of money. They're for big, huge companies, usually, or someone, a smaller company that's making a lot of money or a good bit of money that they want to break off some and give to these people. But I'm showing y'all the most low cost DIY. This is what I've done stuff that ever. And this is what I'm using, because sometimes all those graphs and stuff, they don't necessarily give you more just because you're paying for it. But, you know, sometimes it's just how you manipulate the data. That's basically what it is. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? All right, y'all, that is it. So your homework for this week is to just go back over modules 1 through 6. Look at this module, look at my video and stuff, and just make sure you understand how to do what it is you need to do. And that's really just creating blogs. Not just creating blogs, but creating blogs that are gonna make you money. Creating blogs that Google says yes to and gonna send people to so they can make you money. So basically, I'm teaching you how to make money, basically. All right, everyone. That is it. Thank you so much for hanging out. Y'all are awesome. Y'all are wonderful. Now get out there and start marching with your websites, because there are a lot of people out there that are marching with their website and making money. So y'all might as well do it too. We all of us. Okay.
Yes.
All right. We'll be here next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. See y'all. And please. All right. Y'all two are not in the Telegram group. Y'all need to get in the Telegram group for reals. So look at the emails that I've sent you. The Telegram group link is there. And I want you to use the Telegram group and ask any questions that you have so we can clear this up. And do not spend any money unless I tell y'all, spend money on this. The
and
only thing...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, the only thing I've told y'all so far to spend money on is really keysearch.co, which is about $13 to $17 a month. And if you want more out of Elementor, to upgrade to the Elementor Pro, but you don't necessarily have to. You can still use a free one. I used a free one for a long time before I upgraded. It was just some things I wanted to do, like create my own theme and all of that. If you don't need to create your own theme, you don't want to go into that, you don't have to. So right now we're probably sitting at about $20 that I've told y'all to spend. This is about all, basically. Okay. So I'm not going to tell you spend anything that I haven't spent on or that I don't know about or I'm unsure of. So if y'all follow my lead, do what I tell you to do, y'all will be fine. I promise. Love y'all. Mwah! All right. Go out there and get that website done. All right. Talk to y'all later. All right.
We have to talk. Amen.
All right. Bye-bye.